welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number on the line. Tom from L.A. So Tom, you asked a question before we went to break about, you know, do you think that, what is it? The people who are our elected officials, are they in it for the right reasons, or is it that they're in it for money? And, you know, money is, to me, without question, one of the big problems in a society.
But Earl, they're a slave to these corporations. They're a slave to these people. I can't imagine that that's even a life of quote-unquote freedom. I mean, God, it must be a horrible life.
Yeah, but Tom, you dismiss what I just said. It's the fact that money is their God. And
how much do they need?
Well, what are you talking about? What is the Elon Musk? Everybody's celebrating. Well, he's going to be the first trillionaire. Well,
yeah, I know.
You know, so you and I can ask, how much money do they need? Well, that's relative to whoever the person is. You know, I know personally that money has never been my God. It never will be my God. And but that's not the case for everybody. And so in this country, we have people who are struggling every day. They're not even middle class yet. And they may have once been middle class, but not anymore. And they are led to believe that we're going to leave these wealthy people alone because one day I may get there.
I know. They think they're a game show away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not funny because their whole lives, are predicated on a miracle's going to happen in my life and I, too, can become Elon Musk. No such thing. You know, the system is set up that there can only be a handful of Elon Musk.
I encourage anybody that is in that group to stop voting against your best interest. And actually, let's all join together, like the song just said.
Yeah.
Let's join together and go after the billionaire class. Not that they can't be millionaires. Not that they can't have enough for their life. But you know what? These guys are no different than hoarders. That if you walk into some people's homes, I have, because I do the door-to-door thing, and you see papers from bottom to all the way up to the ceiling. These people are hoarders, but they're hoarders with their money. I think it's an actual psychological
issue. Let me ask you this, Tom, because I was going to go here anyway, but I'm going to do it while you're on the phone. We are the Democrats in this nation we're in a lot of trouble, man. We've been in a lot of trouble for a long time. But the trouble I'm talking about now is the fact, and I talked a little bit about this on yesterday, that Democrats it's going to be a bloodletting. And I don't know if we are going to be able to even continue to live in this nation with the anger and the decisions that conservatives and Republicans are going to be making once they get back in power. It is so frightening of what they are going to be saying and doing and dictating. And they act as if they are the only people in the world and that only their views matter.
Well,
that's
what, if Joe Biden doesn't throw a touchdown pass and cancel student debt.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Tom,
that's not going to happen. Okay. Legalizing marijuana, canceling student debt's not going to happen. So
then we will be a bloodbath.
So what makes you think that Joe Biden right now at this point in time, look, the inflation, man, that's real. Okay. You know, I can try
that's
to say
real all all around the world.
I got that. It's real all around the world. But and we know that it is not Joe Biden who has created it. But right. people don't know about the rest of the world. They only know about here. And so that's why I had my last guest on. So what's happening, Tom, is they only go by what they're seeing themselves. So, you know,
I liked about the last guest, Earl, was the fact that he did not lose sight, the way we have already in this country, of George War Criminal Bush in that Iraq war. Because that was just as bad as what's going on in these other countries right now. Except for that was done by our own hands.
Tom, I agree with you, but here's where I want to go. We know that this is not going to get better before election time.
No.
And things aren't going to get better. The gas prices aren't going to come down. The inflation is not going to come down. We're going to be staring right into a recession. And that tells me that Democrats are going to be wiped out. Now, there's nothing they can do between now and election time that is going to change the outcome for many middle class and sub middle class people in this country. So what are they going to do? Those people are then going to look for somebody to blame. They're not going to say, well, this is happening to me because the war in Ukraine. They're not going to say that.
Yeah.
Because what they keep getting, and I'm tired of the Democrats saying we've got to change the narrative. We've got to do a better job of explaining. What?
They could have messaged themselves out of a paper.
Come on. Messaging at this rate, at this point, that doesn't matter. Are things going to be better for me? And you know, man, you live, for heaven's sakes, you live in California. How much is the gas? $6 and something?
It's gone down a little bit, so it's about
$5.30. Okay,
at Costco.
I know, but you know, it's $5 a pop.
Yeah,
you know, and you know, that's, you know, for everybody can't afford $5 a pop.
Correct.
You know, and they need to get to work, and they need all these, so they're going to blame somebody, and it's going to be Biden, and so we're going to lose the Senate, they're going to lose the House. And
let's not go self-fulfilling prophecy, though.
Well, I'm a realist, man. I'm a realist.
And
if all that's left is Joe Biden,
yeah.
Man, you think about that. If it's Joe Biden,
oh, I know.
And he's got to fight, the Republicans win the House and the Senate, man, what is that? You know,
that's why I keep on saying, and it would work all the way across the board with even conservatives if they would start going back to FDR and some of his policies and talk about the policies and the Second Bill of Rights like Harvey K does. That would bring the Democratic Party back being the working people's party. That bring the Democratic Party back and being the, you know, the party for the people. Apparently they're not there.
Hey, Tom,
like I don't know if they're there for greed or and money.
I wish I had more time, man. We got to go. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.